goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 63 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Stormy Daniels on the stand in the Hush Money trial, testifying about her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006 that led to the alleged payments Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, made to keep details of Trump's affairs from voters ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Katursky says Trump is accused of falsifying documents to reimburse Cohen.
Prosecutors say he falsified those records to keep her claim away from voters. The Access Hollywood tape had just come out in 2016, and prosecutors say Trump's campaign couldn't take another sex scandal.
TikTok's parent company ByteDance formally suing the federal government over its efforts to ban the social media platform in the U.S. if the China-owned company does not sell in the next year, alleging national security and privacy concerns. And President Biden speaking out about the surge of anti-Semitism in the U.S. and world at a ceremony to remember victims of the Holocaust. This is ABC News. Miss USA Noelia Voigt announcing she's giving up her crown to focus on her mental health. ABC's Lionel Moyes has more.
Utah!
Voigt, who won the pageant in September, posting on Instagram, "In life, I strongly value the importance of making decisions that feel best for you and your mental health. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023. The caption of the post going on to say, "I realize this may come as a large shock to many. Never compromise your physical and mental well-being. Our health is our wealth."
If you or anyone you know is struggling with suicide, the Crisis Lifeline is available 24 hours a day at 988. The launch of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft that would have taken two astronauts to the International Space Station was scrubbed last night. It was called off at Cape Canaveral because of an oxygen valve problem of the rocket that would have carried Boeing's capsule into space. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 64 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for a few peaks of sun and mild conditions, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few could have hail or gusty winds with a high of 70 and southeast winds 10 to 18 miles per hour becoming southerly. Tonight, any scattered showers or storms ending early, variably cloudy with a low of 49, and tomorrow partly sunny and mild with a high of 73. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 64 degrees.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's 64 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Talks are ongoing between Universities of Wisconsin leaders and student protesters over encampments. Campus police Friday agreed not to interfere with the tent village in Madison, but UW System President Jay Rothman says other demands are off the table.
The issues that are being protested are ones of foreign policy, not of university investment. So I just view that as a red herring.
He also said he won't rule out campus police removing tents again from campus like they did last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety issue, and the encampments ultimately will be gone.
That's UW System President Jay Rothman speaking on WISN-TV's Upfront. Talks between UW leaders and protesters are ongoing. Non-protesting UW-Madison students meet with campus officials. The Daily Cardinal first reported that students on the Madison campus met with Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin and other members of the administration Monday. In the meeting, students shared personal experiences of intimidation, harassment, and anti-Semitism they experienced from encampment protesters and outside agitators. While pro-Palestinian protesters have issued a set of demands, the non-protesting group has said a set of requests, including defining and condemning anti-Semitism and allowing representatives of Jewish and Israeli students and on-a-line groups in any negotiations. Governor Tony Evers is again calling a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to approve funding to address hospital closures and PFAS contamination. WisPolitics reports that while the Democratic governor can call a special meeting of the Republican-controlled budget panel, he can't force the committee to meet. Co-chairs Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne quickly rejected Evers' call. The committee is already set to meet today on the Department of Health Services plan for opioid settlement dollars and funding for Department of Transportation driver ed grants, among other requests. Evers has repeatedly pushed JFC Republicans to approve the $125 million set aside in the budget to fight PFAS contamination and $15 million to address hospital closures in western Wisconsin. A committee of state lawmakers hears testimony today on a proposed audit of diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at state government agencies. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss promised more scrutiny of DEI after getting the universities of Wisconsin to scale back diversity offices. Today's hearing is before the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. President Biden's visit to Wisconsin Wednesday will highlight a massive increase in the scale of Microsoft's future data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft is building a $1 billion data center building at the Wisconsin Innovation Park. The Journal Sentinel reports the first phase is just the tip of the iceberg for Microsoft's plans for Racine County. Wisconsin is getting a $62 million grant from the Biden administration to help install solar power, but those types of projects might be against Wisconsin law. The Cap Times of Madison reports it's not clear how it will all work out. Stakeholders and the state will finalize grant planning in the coming weeks. A local student has been named a BBB Students of Integrity Scholar. The Better Business Bureau has awarded 15 Wisconsin high school seniors each a $2,500 scholarship as part of its annual statewide BBB Students of Integrity Scholarship Program. These scholarships are intended for post-high school education at any Wisconsin-based accredited college beginning in the fall. Two of the 15 scholarships are reserved for students who will be attending two-year college programs, and two are reserved for students in the Milwaukee Public School System. This year's winners include Kaylee Peterson from Ithaca High School. Kaylee plans to go to UW-Stevens Point in the fall. Scholarship recipients are chosen by an independent judging panel made up of college admissions, counselors, community leaders, and a past scholarship recipient. Recipients of the scholarship program are chosen primarily from letters of reference and a personal essay, which prompts students to discuss an ethical dilemma they have faced and to describe how they dealt with that issue based on their understanding of integrity and ethics. This year's scholarship winners discussed ethical dilemmas related to workplace ethics, family values, social injustices, and personal commitments. Scholarship recipients will be recognized at the annual BBB Ethics Awards Luncheon, Thursday, May 16th at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee. The longest-serving member of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board recently completed his third term. Bob Carey of Blue River, one of the original appointees of Governor Tommy Thompson in 1989, served for 8 years before retiring, but came back for two more stints on the board. The first returned to fill the remainder of the term vacated by Nick Nice's resignation due to medical issues in 2013, and then again in 2023 under similar circumstances when Steve Wetter resigned. Even before the Riverway Board was formed, he served on the Local Officials Advisory Committee in 1988 when he was Blue River Village president, and then continued on with the new Riverway Board, serving in several key leadership positions. Rich Tenpas of Muscadet has replaced Carey. Tenpas is a native of Sheboygan, but spent his career as an engineer in Stockton, Illinois, before retiring to Muscadet several years ago. He is an avid canoeist, angler, and outdoorsman, a trapper and wilderness adventurer who has paddled hundreds of miles into the Canadian wilderness and other remote regions of North America. Tenpas admits he and his wife are relatively new to the Driftless area, but said it feels like home, and he is delighted to serve as a member of the Riverway Board. There was no change to gas prices over the last week. The average across the state was $3.34 per gallon Monday. Prices are a little over 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 1.5 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, thinks the spring peak appears to be behind us. A weaker-than-expected jobs report brings some concern that the demand for gasoline could remain weak through the summer driving season. DeHaan predicts prices will continue to cool leading up to Memorial Day weekend. Grocery prices have jumped higher than officials say inflation could cause. Results say retailer profits rose over 6% in 2021 and another 7% in the first half of 2023. The president of Farm Action said, quote, "It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it here in 2024. For Wisconsin specifically, the FTC found that the average Wisconsin family spends about $220 a week on groceries, which is just a touch below the national average of $270. Senate candidate Eric Hovde stopped in Athens yesterday, mostly to stress the overregulation hurting farmers within the state. saying in the last 5 years, we've lost over 30% of our farmers in Wisconsin. During his visit to Mill Trim Farms, he talked about difficulties that they had installing their new robotic system for milking their cows, and this was just one example of overregulation. There will be more space for travelers at the La Crosse Regional Airport, as two of the three daily flights to Chicago will be on larger planes. American Airlines is now using E-175 jets that will have room for 26 more passengers, as well as a first-class option. The change comes about a year after Delta Airlines stopped servicing the Cooley region. Last month, American Airlines added an additional flight to Chicago to get to the current total of three daily flights. The fight over Wisconsin's wolf management strategies continues as a lawsuit against the Department of Natural Resources is dismissed. A Dane County judge Monday threw out a challenge by the Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance that the Natural Resources Board failed to follow open meetings laws while penning the management plan. The group claimed board members improperly met with other advocacy groups outside of board meetings, even if no quorum was ever together at once. Judge Stephen Elke rejected the claim, saying that ruling in favor of the alliance would invalidate most proceedings of any government committee if members couldn't get information on their own. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson was made aware of at least three citizens receiving phone calls and voicemails of someone pretending to be a sheriff's deputy yesterday. The phone number left by the caller was 608-710-1490, and at least one person was told they have a warrant for their arrest. These are scam calls. This phone number is not associated with the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in any way. Vernon County deputies will leave the office phone number 608-637-2123 as a callback number if they are trying to contact you and likely will not call in the case of a warrant for your arrest. Do not answer or call back the 710 phone number or any phone number you don't recognize, and do not provide any personal information to people you don't know. A public hearing to decide if former UW-La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao will be removed from its faculty has been scheduled. Gao was fired as chancellor in December after the Board of Regents found he had been making pornographic videos online. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan filed to remove Gao from the staff at UW-La Crosse last month for unethical and potentially illegal conduct and for violating the university's IT policy. The public hearing will be on June 19th and will be open to the public. Be on the lookout for counterfeit money. That's the warning from Western Wisconsin law enforcement after someone used a fake $100 bill to buy a low-cost item from a garage sale in Eau Claire over the weekend. Police in Chippewa Falls added that a similar incident happened there. Eau Claire police advised residents through social media to be careful and examine larger bills should you be having a garage sale or yard sale this summer. A suspect in the Chippewa Falls incident has been identified. It's 64 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Need something for graduations, weddings, or cookouts? On sale, Full Cooks picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Smithfield small picnic hams, $1.29 a pound. Bachler's fully cooked brats, $4 a pound. Old Wisconsin natural case hot dogs, $7.75 a package. Ribs starting at $2.25. Be sure to check out our cheese cooler for the Pine River cheese spreads and our selection of cheese. Shop at ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays. Don't forget about the Bag Center. On sale, Sunfilm Gold, 30-inch bale wrap, $96. Bunker covers, egg bags, and net wrap also available. Call for pricing, and prices are subject to change.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting, 604-6396.
It's 64 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. This month is a time to discuss how mental health is an important part of our overall health and well-being. Struggling with your mental health is not a sign of weakness, and you are not alone. Last year, the Sauk County Health and Wellness Steering Committee partnered with Credible Mind to help provide free and confidential access to mental health and well-being resources. Whether you are experiencing anxiety, depression, want to tackle that something isn't right feeling, or want to support your current level of well-being, Credible Mind has resources to get you started on your self-care journey. Using Credible Mind, you can access over a dozen scientifically proven assessments that help you understand your mental health. These assessments cover topics like anxiety, depression, loneliness, substance use, and more. Thousands of expert-reviewed apps, podcasts, books, articles, and videos across hundreds of mental health topics. Tools that help you focus on building skills to thrive mentally and emotionally at work, with your family and friends, and in your community. Get started today at saukcounty.credibleMind.com. If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis, help is available. Call or text 988 or chat at 988lifeline.org. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health invites families, schools, and organizations across the state to join in recognizing Children's Mental Health Week today through Saturday. Key facts on the status of youth mental health in Wisconsin show many of children are struggling. 52% report anxiety. 48% of LGBTQ children say they seriously consider suicide, and 1 in 4 girls seriously considered suicide, and 34% report feeling sad and hopeless nearly every day. This year, OCMH has released new resources inspired by Wisconsin's high school students. OCMH has assembled their recommendations into the following documents: Mental Health Coping Strategies of Wisconsin Youth and Coping Strategy Quotes, highlighting the creative ways teens are managing their feelings of anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Youth Advice to Other Youth, which extends the power of peer support by elevating the reminders teens want to share with one another. And What Youth Want Adults to Know offers a collection of messages from Wisconsin teens for parents, youth-serving professionals, and decision-makers. These new resources, compiled from submissions shared at the Mental Wellness Student Leadership Summit hosted by OCMH in April, offer key ways for youth and adults to connect. These messages are important because research shows that elevating youth voice is central to improving their well-being. In addition to considering these youth messages, OCMH is encouraging individuals and organizations throughout the state to take action on children's mental health by using one or more of the tools available on the OCMH Children's Mental Health Week 2024 webpage. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underle has proclaimed this week as Teacher Appreciation Week in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has nearly 68,000 teachers and educators in the public school system, with over 110,000 full-time staff employed at schools in the state's 421 public school districts. The Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to help protect our state's 19 species of frogs, toads, and salamanders during Amphibian Week today through Saturday and throughout the summer. Wisconsin's amphibians provide valuable clues about the health of our ecosystems. Because amphibians like frogs, toads, and salamanders absorb water through their skin, they are highly sensitive to environmental contaminants and changes in their habitat. They're also an important piece of the food chain, acting as predator and prey. Protecting these creatures helps us better understand and maintain healthy natural environments. Here are some ways that Wisconsinites can help amphibians from now until the weather cools in the fall. Avoid using insecticides, herbicides, or fungicides in yards. Chemicals can negatively affect both amphibians directly or through their food sources. Reduce the amount of mowed lawn in yards by planting native plants and leave a 5 to 10 foot vegetative buffer along shorelines, ditches, or other wet areas. Create a toad abode using brush piles, rocks, or repurposed flower pots for frogs and toads to hide under. Add water. Even something as small as a bird bath placed on the ground can provide solace for Wisconsin's water-loving amphibians. Cover window wells or add ramps to open window wells to allow salamanders, frogs, and toads that may have fallen in a way to escape. Drive with caution on roads near wetlands, lakes, and rivers, especially during wet and humid evenings and during the final warm days of fall. Slow down and be alert, as amphibians are often found basking on roads. Help protect Wisconsin's amphibians by keeping wild frogs, toads, and salamanders in the wild. For more information on amphibians of Wisconsin, visit the DNR's Herps of Wisconsin webpage. A number of Red Cross blood drives will be held this week. The American Red Cross is in need of donors to help protect the blood supply. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors and those giving platelets, are needed now to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patient care. The Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer blood donors to collect about 12,000 blood donations every single day. With no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it, volunteer donors are essential in transfusion care. A blood drive will be held today from 1 to 6 at the First Presbyterian Church of Baraboo. Area high schools will be holding blood drives tomorrow. The first one scheduled will be at River Valley High School from 8 to 2. The second will be at Richland Center High School from 9 to 2. A third will be held from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. And a fourth will be held from 11 to 4 at the Weston School District. Book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will also be accepted as available. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will host the second in a series of field trips to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the creation of the Riverway Thursday. The event will be held at the Black Hawk Unit in the town of Mazomanie, followed by a business meeting at the Ruth Culver Community Library in Prairie du Sac. David Jeston, the first Department of Natural Resources Riverway Coordinator, who began his work in the Riverway in 1989, will lead a field trip starting from the historical marker on Highway 78 near Sauk City, beginning at 2 and ending at 4. The tour will be held rain or shine unless lightning is in the area. Jeston will provide a firsthand account of acquisition of the site, establishment of the battle site area, and significant locations within the battle site, as well as his work with Native American tribes and descendants of Black Hawk men in management of the historic site. Pre-registration for the tour may be done by calling Marcia Curtis, Riverway Board Executive Assistant, at 608-739-3188. You are invited to a groundbreaking ceremony at the Boscobel Middle High School Thursday afternoon at 2. The groundbreaking will be held for the facilities project, which was recently approved by referendum. It's 64 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's up to 65 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, May 7th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44 of Muscadet, died last Tuesday at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremy is survived by his parents, Sally and Eric Larson of Richland Center, 3 children, Anna and Ira Turner, Brooklyn and Zachary Larson, 4 stepsons, Kelvin Smith, Tristan Coons, and Gavin and Bryce Hill, 2 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Ryan and Angela Larson of Lone Rock, and Dustin and Lacey Larson of Richland Center, and nephews. Jeremiah J., Jeremy Larson, 44 of Muscadet. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90 of Boscobel, died Friday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Lawrence O'Toole Catholic Church, Rural Mount Hope, followed by burial in the church cemetery. Lunch will be held at the Cottonwood in Fenimore starting at 12:45. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Thursday from 5 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, plant a tree as a tribute through alivingtribute.org. Dick Camp is survived by his wife, Constance, Connie, 12 children, Lucinda and Montgomery Morse of Eau Claire, Richard and Rick Camp of Paloma, California, James and Peggy Camp of Pleasant Prairie, Wendy and Dion Sanger of Florence, Alabama, Kathleen and Charles Sprafka of South St. Paul, Minnesota, Walter and Paige Camp of Fall River, Jenny and Carrie Redder of Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota, Marcia and Douglas Miller of Gilbertsville, Kentucky, Kelly Camp and Warren of Madison, Matthew and Jennifer Camp of Sun Prairie, Gretchen Camp and Brett of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and April and Nicholas Shira of West Bend. 22 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and a brother, William and Virginia Camp of New Bern, North Carolina. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90 of Boscobel. Daryl Duane, Daryl Byer, 65 of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Byer is survived by his wife, Rose, 3 children, Brittany and Bart Sonnenberg, Jenna and Kyle Piatt, and Ross and Sarah Byer. three grandchildren, his mother, Gladys Beyer, three siblings, Judy and Dave Felton, Cheryl and Jay Sabatier, and Lee and Marita Beyer. Also many other relatives and friends. Daryl Duane, Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson is survived by nieces and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-niece and nephew, sister-in-law Elaine Dash, special friends Wilford Spry, Marianne Metz, and Marjorie Edie, special cousins Stephen Laurie Beatty and Julie Teach, also many other relatives and friends. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Dalton Everson is survived by his daughter, Peyton Engel, his mother, Tyanne Everson and Fred Linz, paternal grandmother, Helen Everson, sister, Mia Everson, brothers, Dylan and Cora Everson, Dakota and Imani, Kai, Ty, and Dawson Linz, nieces, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo. Francis C. Michelsberger, 88, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Francis Michael Sulzberger is survived by five sisters, Bernice Hughes, Margaret Wiem, Diane Mertz, Anita Stockton, and Jean Meixelsperger. A brother, Gerald Meixelsperger, sister-in-law, Audrey Meixelsperger, 21 nieces and nephews, and other relatives and friends. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life and will be held Monday from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Survivors of Ruth Bristol include two sons, David and Echo Bristol of Richland Center and Jeff Bristol of Richland Center. Nine grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, four brothers, Leo and Karen Manning, Gary Manning, Tom Manning, and Roscoe Bud Manning. Two brothers-in-law, Bob and Jan Bristol and Jim and Barb Bristol. Two sisters-in-law, Mary Butler and Don Gaines and Sue Bristol. Also many other family and friends. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval. approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Chris and Deb Pardoon, Gerhardt and Twyla Durst, and Alan and Carolyn Pellet. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had a long strip of rain and thunderstorm sweep across the area early this morning, generally produced about 3 or 4 tenths of an inch of rainfall with locally higher amounts, especially off to the southeast. Now we're watching some widely scattered thunderstorms bubble up as the air heats up a bit, and that'll be the case through the late afternoon. So keep an eye on the skies. Be prepared to duck indoors. A few of these thunderstorms that form could have some gusty winds and hail, and certainly plenty of lightning. They will be fairly fast moving, so the rainfall totals from here on out probably not too great, but at least a few tenths of an inch in spots. We catch a break for tomorrow. Should be a lovely early May day with seasonably warm temperatures. Then a new weather system slides through tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Should bring some more rain to southern Wisconsin, possibly another couple tenths of an inch, and some gusty cool winds. Behind that, we get some more pleasant weather Friday before another front comes in from the northwest going into Friday night and Saturday. Could kick up a few light showers, so the very active weather continues. The forecast for the rest of today, just a few peaks of sunshine, high near 70, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, a few of which could be on the heavier side. Southeast wind about 15, turning to the south. Tonight, any scattered showers or storms ending early, then variably cloudy, low at 49 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, high 73. Wednesday night, cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low 48. Thursday, breezy with showers tapering off by midday. Breezy and mostly cloudy, high 58. Friday, partly cloudy and pleasant, low 40, high 67. Scattered showers likely late Friday night into Saturday on an intermittent basis. Saturday's high 60. Sunday, mixed skies, high 65 degrees. Chance of a light shower once again Sunday night. And Monday, partly sunny, high 72. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 65 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 75, our low this morning was 58. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 65. The record high for this state was set in 1934 at 92 degrees. The record low 24 was set in 1967. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 52. Sunset tonight will be at 8:10 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:46. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds. The barometer is down to 29.48, and we have received 46 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. It's currently a cloudy 65 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
America's ethanol producers have a beef about Brazilian ethanol. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The country's first production facility for sustainable aviation fuel is taking some heat from the U.S. ethanol industry. The reason? The Soperton, Georgia plant is using Brazilian sugarcane ethanol in the process. Tom Bias, CEO of the American Carbon Alliance, says international standards rate biofuels for their sustainability.
The Carbon Index, which is a score based on modeling for different types of fuel, deals American ethanol a bad hand, so to speak.
Bias says the ethanol industry is working on a carbon sequestration plan that could level the playing field.
When they do that, then the corn ethanol that's produced at these plants where they capture the carbon will qualify to be a feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel, which is a big growth market. A lot of demand out there and very little product.
Bias says another issue with Brazilian ethanol involves tariffs.
There's a big tariff disparity. They have one on our products going into their country, and we do not have one on theirs coming into the country. The ethanol industry and the ag groups are insistent that that be changed.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
A farm group says the GREET model's new sustainable aviation fuel tax credits are a mixed bag. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. American Soybean Association President Josh Gackle from North Dakota says the 40B greenhouse gases, regulated emissions, and energy use and technologies, or GREET model, provides a pathway for soy oil-based fuel to qualify for the tax credit. He tells Brownfield it also assigns the feedstock a better carbon intensity reduction score.
Making sure that what farmers are producing can qualify for those programs is something that we will always be working on.
But Gackle says the association is concerned that soybeans must be grown using both no-till and cover cropping to qualify. He says this isn't feasible for growers in northern soy states.
Here in the Northern Plains, requiring both cover crop and complete no-till practices. I think flexibility is what's needed, and that's what we're not seeing right now in this early announcement.
Gackle says ASA is supportive of using climate smart ag practices to help improve carbon intensity reductions, but the current model creates regional disparity. A congressman from Nebraska is confident a new farm bill will get done this year. Republican Mike Flood tells Brownfield,
I know there's a real chance of a farm bill passing because I'm hearing from other members that want to attach different legislation to the farm bill. So there's clearly a lot of optimism that it's going to get across the line. Whether that happens before the election or in the lame duck session, I don't know.
He says he believes the farm bill negotiations will be driven by the House and suggests the Senate version won't pass in the Senate. The Environmental Protection Agency is taking public comments on a 2025 registration and label for a Bayer low-volatility herbicide formerly known as Xtendimax. Aaron Hager with the University of Illinois Extension says dicamba's use in soybeans and the application timing have been updated.
The old labels would allow anywhere from a pre-plant, pre-emergence through post-emergence timing. But what this proposed new label would restrict the application in soybean to either pre-plant, at planting, or pre-emergence.
The pre-emergence application cutoff for soybeans would be June 12th across the country. And he says if the label is finalized as is, using dicamba as a soil-applied herbicide will change the spectrum of weeds it controls. The National Potato Council says comments made by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack could set the tone for the potatoes' future in the next dietary guidelines. Mike Wenkel tells Brownfield, a bipartisan group of senators have been calling on the secretary to keep potatoes classified as a vegetable. Wenkel says potatoes contain nutrients of concerns, including potassium and vitamin D, which grains do not. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade activities quiet and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet through midday. Bids haven't surfaced, but asking prices in the South are starting out around $186 to $187 live. Show lists this week are mixed. Higher in Texas, lower in Nebraska and Colorado, and sharply lower in Kansas. There were a handful of deals reported in the North on Monday, but nothing that's near enough to establish any sort of price trend for the week. Look for more business to develop as the week progresses. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.60 at $300.36. Select is $3.16 higher at $292.91. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers sold from $6 lower to $5 higher. Feeder heifers were steady to $8 lower. The USDA says supply was moderate with good demand. There were more plain-type cattle offered this week. Receipts were up on the week but down significantly on the year. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 807 to 840 pounds, brought $237 to $247. Feeder steers, 850 to 888 pounds, brought $226 to $233. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 711 to 738 pounds, brought $224 to $239. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. There continues to be an uptick in slaughter pace, keeping backers more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand continues to be a bright spot as U.S. pork is in high demand on the global market, and domestic demand has seen a boost recently with summer grilling season just around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gelds at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 94.18. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 94.17. The Western Corn Belt also had no comparison, but a weighted average of 94.28. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $50. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar lower with moderate demand
For moderate to heavy offerings at $36 to $48, barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand. For moderate offerings at $51 to $61, and pork values are lower at midday, down $1.96 at $97.54. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Burnham Lumber Company salutes beef farmers during May Beef Month with big savings. Save 6% on all Microfont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers and accessories. Plus, get an additional $40 to $110 back in rebates on each qualifying Mirafont waterer purchased. May is also a great time to save on treated bunks. During May Beef Month, take $25 off any treated feed bunk or treated silage bunk and take $15 off any treated calf bunk. Contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today and save, save, save during May Beef Month.
Soybeans and corn are mixed, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are mixed, mostly firm, expecting more planting delays in the eastern Midwest against a likely drier pattern for western growing areas. The trade's also monitoring the ongoing harvest delays in parts of South America. July beans are down 2 cents at 12.46 and three quarters. August is down a quarter at 12.45 and three quarters. July bean meal's down $3.60 at 3.84. July soybean oil's up 57 points at 44.41. Corn's mostly weak. Also watching the mixed U.S. weather forecast, along with harvest delays in Argentina and second crop stress in central Brazil, USDA's updated supply and demand estimates are out Friday. July corn's down 2 1/4 at 466 and three quarters. September's one lower at 475 and three quarters. And wheat's seen some profit taking. The USDA's winter wheat rating improved, and the spring wheat planting pace is ahead of average. Recent rainfall should benefit hard red winter, but the plains are expected to see a drier pattern. July Chicago's down 5 at 643 and three quarters. July Kansas City's 9 1/4 lower at 666 a bushel. July Minneapolis is down 8 1/4 at 717 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are higher, supported by the sharply higher midday box beef, waiting for widespread direct cash business. June live's up $1.22 at $178.20. August is $1.45 higher at $175.87. August feeders are up $2.27 at $255.15. And hogs are back to firm on short covering despite a midday drop in pork. June leans up 25 at $98.42, and July's 50 higher at $102.65. And over in the broader market, crude oil's turned firm. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchi Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Potatoes are a vegetable. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The 2025 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee has been working to develop the latest dietary guidelines, which lay the foundation for federal nutrition and feeding policy. There was a proposal being considered that would have lumped starchy vegetables, like potatoes, into the same category as grains. Recently, the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, said that potatoes would not be reclassified as grains. Mike Winkle with the National Potato Council said that it should never have come into question.
Botanically, horticulturally, from all perspectives that are out there, it has always been classified in the vegetable category for dietary policy. We continue to push to ensure that it stays recognized as a vegetable. This certainly isn't the first time that the potato industry has needed to push back on federal efforts to limit potato consumption. And we really believe this was another one of those efforts of recategorizing potatoes either